It's Friday, so it's meetup time with Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, political director for NBC News. Chuck, happy Friday. Senator Kyrsten Sinema mentioned here on KTAR yesterday a question that she asked of the president's chief of staff. Basically, why does $108 million go to New York City and only $11 million to Tucson in border funds when Arizona's got a border with Mexico and the Tucson Border Patrol sector is experiencing the highest rate of border crossings right now?
Look, I think it's the issue has to do as much with housing and all of that. And as you know, it's pretty expensive in New York City to do that. So I think, you know, it's one of those be careful what you wish for. If you want more funding, you may Tucson may get more responsibility that comes with those funds. Right. Which is how much of it is for simply patrolling and how much of it in security and how much of it that New York is getting is for housing these migrants since, you know, where they these are the ones that we've the border has determined cannot be.
But Chuck,
right away. So
doesn't it make
I think that that's the that, you know, this is the they're two different reasons for the funding ask for what it's worth.
Chuck, isn't this kind of backwards? Shouldn't you throw the money at the source of the problem rather than at, you know, because you've got buses, you've got housing.
Right. But this is, you know, it's if Sinema and Biden are sitting here, they're not the ones at odds. It's the Republican Party that is not willing to engage in anything that remotely comes to a compromise. Right. They're just stuck in this, you know, each side is stuck in this in this terrible space. But right now, the main Republican stance on this is border security first, then we'll talk about all the other stuff. And there are others that argue that you have to you cannot just do security without changing the asylum law and without fixing the asylum judge issue and all of that stuff. So you either have to do all of it. You can't do it piecemeal. I think that's what we've learned here. They've tried to do this piecemeal. It doesn't work.
Yeah, and neither side seems
work.
Yeah, they don't. Neither side seems willing to move much more in the other direction.
They've moved further away from each other.
Right.
I mean, we weren't. You know, we actually were closer about 3 years ago on this.
And I would argue that Sinema and Biden really aren't on the same side on this. And it's one of the biggest reasons that she became an independent was because of border issues.
Right, but I think they're closer to a compromise. Like they're much closer than any of the Republicans are with Sinema or the Republicans are with Biden, is my point.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. All right, Chuck Todd, now that we have the unimportant topics out of the way, I have to play.
Yeah, I see I'm getting trolled here. Huh?
I have to play a little of our favorite national political analyst trying to do some National Football League analysis. Here's Chuck Todd on the Tony Kornheiser podcast talking about the Arizona Cardinals-Washington Commanders game on Sunday.
They win this game comfortably. Beating Arizona won't be a big deal.
Wow. And then he agrees with Tony just a little too heartily here.
Arizona stinks.
Terrible. Terrible.
What? You know,
I am so disappointed in you.
We can say that. You can't.
God bless you. I hope I'm wrong. Guys, I hope I'm wrong. Because, you know, what's funny you say that. I don't know if you guys like those suicide pools where you have to, you know, the most popular pick this week is whoever's playing Arizona right now. There is this. No, I joke. I'm actually a little nervous. I'm now starting to wonder, hey, maybe. Because what would mess up more people's suicide pool polls than any other result? It would be Arizona pulling the ultimate upset here in Washington. And if they do, you know, I'm happy to eat crow, man. I eat crow every Sunday morning as it is right after I do my show. So you
speaking
know,
of birds,
usually with a little poached eggs, but you know, I'll be ready to eat some. But I hope I'm wrong. But you tell me.
In 18 weeks, we'll call them the miracle team.
Elon, Caleb Williams is trolling you guys, too. So.
Oh, that's
it
true.
It's a lot of fun being a Cardinals fan these days.
No, it's not. But it is more fun than sitting in Sun Devil Stadium when it's 110 degrees out and it's some metal benches. So I got to say that.
Hey, at least you're not in the Pac-12 anymore.
Well, there's that. Right.
All right. Whatever that means. I know.
Anything All special right, this Sunday, Chuck?
You know, just my final show.
Is it? Oh my gosh!
Because
I was looking. I was looking all over online yesterday. I didn't want to ask you directly when I texted you yesterday.
No. It's my final show. It's a good one. I got Gavin and I got Bill Cassidy. Republican from Louisiana. So it's a good show. And yeah, no, I'm these are two guys. I like them because they do this crazy thing. You ask them a question and they answer it.
Wow.
And you know, you may not like the answer, but they accept the premise and they're willing to do it. And these are guys that go everywhere and answer questions.
Kind of like you in the NFL.
Blue channels. They go on red channels. They go anywhere. That's right. You're willing to take the tough questions, to take the tough stances.
Well, hey, we got a quick.
The Bidwell family wants to change our attitude. It's all on them. Let's go.
Well, we got to check a quick second here. So can I ask you, in your years of moderating Meet the Press, what's your favorite moment, your favorite guest? Any? Can you name one or two?
You know, that's been hard. And you know, it's, I say this I'm sure you don't. It's a hard question to answer. There's a lot of guests that I've loved and I've appreciated. There have been moments that I was beyond nervous about, and it went well. I remember having to do Dick Cheney after the so-called torture report. But it's probably usually the interview I like to point to the most, because I say this is Meet the Press at its best. This is people willing to be held accountable at their best. Because what I loved about the former vice president, and this was before you ever saw how Liz Cheney conducted herself, but this is who the Cheneys are. You know, they are willing to tell you what they believe and to explain why they believe it. And willing to take answer a tough question, you know, and all of that. And so I always point to that because it was a tough interview. It was a dark topic, but it was what Sunday morning television is supposed to be. And it's sort of like I always point to my model and I do officials worry that whatever words they say to one interview will somehow be used against them. And I'm just sitting there going, everybody's words get used against them. Look what you guys just did with me, the Arizona Cardinals. So, you know, and I'm joking, you know, but the point is this, like, so what?
Yeah.
If you believe in what you say and if someone is taking your words out of context, that stuff gets sorted out. We all know that now. If you believe in what you believe in, if you're going to be an elected official, talk to everybody that you govern, not just the people that vote for you.
All right. Hey, well, don't be a stranger, okay?
Well done, Chuck.
Hey, look, I'll be climbing the walls next Friday morning. You know, I'll be awake. So if you guys,
well, we'll have you.
Just go ahead. There you go.
All right, and now now moderator Meet the Press, but soon to be it's chief political analyst for NBC News.
Chief political analyst.
All right,
you got it.
Chuck Todd, thanks so much.
My friend.